if this is hard to believe this. If you've, in this particular case, it's Coles, but I think the other supermarkets are doing the same. If you love when you go to, for example, Coles supermarket and you get to talk to the butchers, I'm just thinking of the Coles down at Cairns Central, there's two delightful fellas there. And if, you know, a lot of people who, for example, live alone and there's no small cuts of meat or steak or whatever, you say to the butcher, oh, can you cut me a 200 gram or 250 gram? Not an issue. Well, that's seemingly possibly all coming to an end. It says here, Coles in-store butchers face the chopping block as supermarkets considers all pre-packaged meat. It's got a question mark over it now. Hundreds of Coles butchers could be on the chopping block. They're considering switching to selling only pre-packaged meat in those stores. No cutting up the steaks or whatever on the spot. You don't get to talk to the butcher anymore, and that's, you know, it's part of a staple existence in Australia, have a yarn with a butcher. Anyway, it goes on to say Coles is considering ending its in-store butchery service, which would see butchers retrained into other roles, which may be shelf stacking for all we know. The Meat Workers Union says it would be a, quote, devastating change. Devastating for the customers as well, I'm sure. The move could see trade-qualified butchers and other meat workers redeployed into different roles, according to the Australasian Meat Industry Employees Union. Now, they've got a branch secretary. His name's Matt Journeau. He told ABC Radio Brisbane such a move could be devastating for Coles butchers and said customers might go elsewhere for fresh meat. They'll go and find butcher shops. Hopefully, but I think supermarkets deserve that because it's just so important for so many people, that human contact. Anyway, a lot of these butchers have been there, said Matt, for 20 or 30 years, some in excess of 30 years. So it's absolutely devastating if these people are made redundant. Obviously, that industry knowledge and that ability to look after customers goes with them. So what are they going to be bringing in instead? Who would know? But it, and who would know where it's going to be coming from? Probably Cryovac stuff. I don't know. We're about to find out anyway because Matt's on the line. He's Matt Journeau, Acting Federal Secretary, Australasian Meat Industry Employees Union. Hello, Matt.
Morning, John. How are you?
This seems awful. Well, unfair for the butchers for a start, but awful for the customers as well.
Well, it's a lose-lose for everyone, this course of action that Coles seems to be taking at the moment, John. It's crazy.
It is in a way too. I mean, I'm just thinking up here. I found this out quite some time ago. The butcher I'm thinking of here, this is the Coles at Cairns Central. One of the ladies said, oh, you know, our butcher shop is one of the busiest in the state. You would think they'd be cutting off the nose to spite the face with the people at Coles at the top level.
Certainly seems that way. Customer service seems to be a second thought for Coles at the moment. Mm. And this is about driving profits, I think, and streamlining the process to maximise those returns.
We're not talking about 2 or 3 or 2 or 300. It says here nationally 1,200 people are employed in the supermarket meat team.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit more than that, John. It's 1,524. Oh. So it's a significant amount of people,
for sure. Huge, huge. Look, once again, Matt, talk to me about the relationship that builds up, you know, between, for example, butchers and customers.
So butchers by nature are a jovial group of people and obviously these people are trade professionals. They've gone through an apprenticeship, done their trade, know everything there is about meat, know how to inform the customer on the best cuts for a particular dish, how to handle that product, how to cook that product, how to prepare it. And unfortunately, all that intellectual property and customer service goes out the window if these people become redundant or redeployed elsewhere in the store.
Do you know the Coles here, with the two fellas I know and lots of other people know, you have a bit of fun, have a bit of a laugh and talk about the product, et cetera, and what's available and how it's produced, what the beast might have been fed on, et cetera. You can ask them anything and they've got that information. That's all going to be gone.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a bit of a sterile type of situation,
yes,
where people walk in and pick up a product that's already been cut and pre-packed.
Sterile. Do you know where the meat's going to be coming from in future and how it's going to be pre-packed?
No, we haven't been informed about that, but typically the meat that is pre-packed at the moment that comes into these stores are either cryovac, which all the air is removed from the packaging, or it's gas flushed, where nitrogen gas is pumped into a pillow-packed carton, if you like, or a package, and that product is then put out on display for sale.
I think it's happening already, isn't it? Because I noticed the boys weren't down at behind the counter the other day, a few days ago. And I must admit, the meat normally is very good, and the particular piece I'm thinking of was rough as old leather, tough as old leather. So maybe that's part of it. I don't know. Maybe that was just a coincidence. But they don't seem to be around already. Maybe the decision's been made. What are you saying with the Coles hierarchy? Have they already introduced the changes, or are they just considering them?
These changes have been slowly seeping into the major supermarket chains for a long, long time now. And there has been certain cuts that have gone to retail ready already.
Really?
But there was always the butcher behind the counter if you wanted that advice, and they have been, cutting certain cuts within the store, and they still do today, yeah.
Are you still in negotiation with the hierarchy at Coles in this case?
We had a meeting with Coles yesterday and obviously expressed our concerns and our members' concerns about the road that they're going down. Mm. Coles was, while listening, I think they have a pretty predetermined course that they're going to take, and it's going to be hard to change.
Really? Not a shame. Well, we'll have to ask listeners where their favourite real butchers are in that case if they go ahead with it, because a whole lot of people will miss that interaction they have with their family butcher that used to be at Coles. Gee, I hope that you can find jobs for them all.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I hope Coles takes a bit of a different view. They sponsor MasterChef, and that's all about fresh product.
Yes.
and being able to get that idea
exactly
and in the face of that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if they're going to be redeployed, I can't see them all getting jobs as shelf stackers. So we may be seeing them in our local butcher shops. Matt, thank you for this update, and power on with your negotiations with Coles.
We certainly will, John, and thanks very much for your time.
He's the acting Federal Secretary of Australasian Meat Industry Employees Union, Matt Journeau. And the time's coming up to 8 to 10.
Have you grabbed 4CA's Murray Jones at breakfast lately?